and by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 19th of February, 2008. It's the birthday of Amy Tan, born 1952, Oakland. She was a first-generation daughter of Chinese immigrants, spent her childhood trying to be something other than Chinese. From the third grade on, she was the only Chinese-American in her class. She was embarrassed by her mother's broken English and the Chinese customs in their home. When she was 15, Amy Tan's father and older brother died of brain tumors within 8 months of each other. Her mother was convinced that spirits had cursed the family. She moved her children to Switzerland. Amy Tan continued to rebel against her mother, who wanted her to become a surgeon or a concert pianist. Amy Tan became an English linguistics major, fell in love with an Italian. She and her mother did not speak for 6 months. She worked as a freelance business writer. She was successful, but when her mother went into the hospital in 1985, Amy Tan promised herself that if her mother lived, she would take her mother to China and learn her mother's stories. And that changed Amy Tan's life and led to her first novel, The Joy Luck Club, which came out in 1989, a novel about four immigrant mothers and their relationships with their American-born daughters. It was a big bestseller. Amy Tan, who's written five novels, all of them bestsellers, including The Kitchen God's Wife, The Bonesetter's Daughter, and her most recent Saving Fish from Drowning. It's the birthday of Smokey Robinson, William Robinson, born in Detroit in 1940. He was friends with Aretha Franklin and Diana Ross growing up in Detroit. When he was still in high school, formed a singing group, The Miracles, and wrote My Girl and The Way You Do the Things You Do and You've Really Got a Hold on Me. It's the anniversary of the first state literature censorship board, the Georgia Literature Commission, formed 1953, that tried to keep Catcher in the Rye and Norman Mailer's The Naked and the Dead out of Georgia. But its decisions were reversed by the U.S. Supreme Court, and the board faded out of existence in 1973. Here's a poem for today by Jim Daniels, Where Else Can You Go? To get those wonderful T-shirts with the pocket for your smokes, the pocket for your smokes. In all colors, all sizes, blue and dark blue and light blue and black and brown, green and red, light brown, dark red, all colors. Where else can you go for the blue light, the blue light, the blue light specials? You know what I'm talking about, that place, that savings place. You've been there, wandering the aisles, dazed. You have to be in the right mood to go in. You have to be slow and happy and sad. I'm buying T-shirts and basketball shoes. I'm buying a hula hoop and a can of oil. I'm buying a travel alarm and an eraser in the shape of Mr. T's head. Oh, Mr. T, where are you now? Good cheap stuff. Don't you love it? Cheese balls and vitamins, a bag of cement, a light-up fish, a light bulb with three speeds, a light bulb that lasts forever. It's cotton candy on my tongue. It disappears, yet is so sweet, yet is so sickening. Why did I come here? What did I really need? I am lonely, and it is raining. I am tired of flossing. I want to wander these cluttered aisles till what brought me here slides off into shoeboxes and dish drainers, into stale bags of caramel corn and circus peanuts, into disposable lighters and sugar-free gum. I want to be emptied, emptied of it all. I want to pass through the checkout counter, past the security guard, having mumbled all my sins to the plastic dolls. I want to be purified by the smells of ammonia and color forms, the taste of junk America, the sweet, sweet blues. I hope I can afford it. A poem by Jim Daniels from Blessing the House, published by University of Pittsburgh Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of American Life and Poetry, bringing poetry to newspaper readers across the country. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. produced by Katrina Chikala and our technical director, Thomas Schweitzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.